Our next guest is part of the award-winning group of our 80s dreams, the internationally acclaimed multi-platinum pop legends Duran Duran. They've recently released their 15th studio album. Oh, 18th. That'll be next year, surely. It's called Future Past, and here to tell us more from Duran Duran, Nick Rhodes. Hello.
Hello, Nick.
Well, hello there. How are you doing?
And we're just loving the new album. I just love Invisible. It's such a great song. It's classic Duran Duran, but modern Duran Duran.
Good. I guess the remit for Duran Duran, right from the very to be contemporary, and it's easy when you're young teenagers coming up with ideas, but probably a little trickier trying to keep the balance between contemporary and keep your roots in what you really believe in. And I guess that's what we always try to do. So I'm glad you like it.
Mm. And when you all come together again, when you're doing an album, how does it work? Because you've all got different influences now. As you say, you're not still in that same little bubble when you were so much younger. How do you go about collaborating with each other?
Well, bizarrely, the bubble isn't that different in that we all just get into a room, we plug in the instruments, we start playing and arguing with each other and see what happens.
What's the arguments you would have?
Often about the shoes Simon was chosen for that day. But aside from that, they're mostly musical, really. It's about whether we want to take a chorus in a certain direction, sure, or whether it's a minor chord or a major chord, or whether the melody's fitting right or the lyrics are right. It can get pretty tense in there at times, but everybody sort of realizes that that's just what we do and that's part of the process, and you have to leave all that behind when you leave the room.
Mm. I get the impression that your band has always had a great sense of itself. You've said that when you were younger, you know, you'd do your own makeup. You didn't have stylists. You've always had your own energy to push you through. Do you still feel like that? That this is so much you? You're being directed, as you say, from your own bubble, and that's it.
Yeah, I think so. Everything we do, when we started out, we sort of came out of an art school background, and there's something about that that's stuck with us, that we like to make stuff, whether it's a video or obviously the song comes first, but then after that, the video or the live show or whatever it is, every detail of it, particularly John Taylor and I concentrate on things like typefaces on the smallest part of the album. And I love graphic design and all those things. So yeah, that's very important to us. And I think if you lose sight of what it is that you're about, for us, it was always music first and then everything else that goes with it.
Well, you guys, with the film clip, you know, I think of like the film clip to The Reflex and Wild Boys were just cinematic experiences. And then you look at the film clips today, which sort of just revolve around girls just twerking constantly.
Discovered twerking at that point. I don't know whether I want to think about the Wild Boys video with twerking in it. But you know, when we were making those things, it was an open book, wasn't it? Video was quite new for songs. It really was born in the early 80s. And so we could all do whatever we wanted. The budgets got bigger and bigger and bigger until the bubble burst, which was around the time of Wild Boys and Michael Jackson's Thriller and stuff like that, when I think it was getting a little insane. But the great sort of monuments of that period of time. They tell the story of, and I suppose that kind of crazy excess that existed at that point in the 80s was fun to make videos with. The Wild Boys video was done on about 3 sound stages at a major studio here in the UK. And I've never, ever seen that many extras before or since.
Well, I, for one, would just like to thank you for Girls on Film. You know, that
it's still spoken about at least once a week.
It still stands up, as it were. But, you know, sometimes they'll play the censored version, and then you get the Rudy version. I always like the Rudy version. It's always a treat when that comes on.
Yeah. If I had a dollar for every time someone's thanked me for that one in their room.
You'd be doing all right, which you are doing.
I can't complain.
Nick, it's great to talk to you. I don't give Simon too much grief about his shoes because he is a bit of a fashion icon.
Well, it depends, you know. As long as they're not brown, I'm okay. So brown ones really do it for me.
Nick Rhodes, it's great to talk to you. Duran Duran's new album, Future Past, is out now. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.